Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur. We were in the middle of a maimer in Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. I think I started off last year, I said it was Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur. But we're allowed to make mistakes. In any event, Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, maimer chaf. In that shiur, we talked about the koach of shofar. How shofar is mechayer rishamim. Shofar brings back the traces of what was. There's certain impressions that are made, and the shofar is what brings it back. And that's how we explained the koch of the shofar lasid lavo, v'herbiyam, we talk of a shofar gadol, that there's going to be this blowing of the shofar, and that's going to restore all the Torah that was lost to the Jewish people over the generations, because the Jewish people have two types of Torah. They have the etzem gufa Torah, and then they have the rishamim of Torah. So the gufa Torah we have, what this generation has, and the rishamim of Torah are what we lost in all the previous generations, from Matan Torah until today, until the previous generation. And this generation has the Rishamim of everything that was lost, and the Sod of Achrit Sayyam is the Tekiah Shofar that's going to restore all the lost Torah. In the same way, we spoke about the Shofar of the Akedah. The first Shofar, famous Akedah Shofar, that of the Ayil, Tachas Beno, because Amar Avinu had a Machshava to be okay to son Yitzchak, to slaughter his son Yitzchak. And this machshava wasn't Bali Defa, it wasn't carried out. But the machshava carried over, the traces of the machshava HaKadosha to slaughter his son, carried over to the aisle, to the ram. And now that he slaughters the ram, that is done mikoach, his machshava of Yitzchak. So when we blow the shofar, what we're doing is we're restoring that thought. That thought had a roshan, and then the blowing of the shofar of the ayo, is resuscitating that machshava of Avram Avinu, which is just, now it's a roshan, because it's not his son, it's tachas b'no. But this tachas b'no, through the, when we blow the shofar, is bringing alive that roshan of machshava tova. And that's the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, where the Rambam says it's supposed to wake you up. As it says in the Pasuk, Uri Yishen Mishinaschem, the shofar is supposed to wake people from their slumber. Slumber is a roshim of chiyus. And then the kol ha-shofar is ma'orah that chiyus. And we spoke about the kedusha of the first luchos, which is the kedusha of, and zaken sheshachach talmudo, is the kedusha of the Roshim of Torah, even though there's not Torah itself, because the letters flew away, because the Zaken doesn't have his Torah, but we still honor the Zaken, because he has the Roshim of Torah, and we still put the Luchos Rishonos in the Aron, because they still have the Roshim of Kedusha. That, in a nutshell, is what we learned last time. However, we still have a Choyva. We have to explain, that's where we started, and that's where we're going to end. We asked about Yosef. It says that Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah, Tigu b'ashochod ha-shofar b'ketzad yom chagenu, edus b'hosef samo b'tzeisa ol eretz ha-sayim, sas lo idat yeshma. That the testimony of Yosef was placed when he went out on Mitzrayim and he heard a language that he didn't know. So from this pasuk we see that there's this testimony of Yosef. What is it? That he learned the language he didn't know. And what's that language? That language is the 70 languages Chazal tell us. That before he became Melech, he learned the 70 languages. And the Tikva b'chol the shofar, it's on Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar, that Yosef left jail and he prepared himself for the 70 languages, and we brought the Maharsha that shofar is a remes to Cheirus and Geula. So Memelo, on the day of the shofar, the Cheirus and Geula, Yosef had his Cheirus and Geula, but we wanted to know how that connects to the 70 languages. What does that have to do? How do the seven, Yosef learning the seven languages have to do with his cheres and his geula? And we also learned about the two kolos at Har Sinai. We had the kol hadibros, and then we had the kol of the shofar. The kol hadibros was the same. There was equilibrium, it didn't change. And then the kol hadibros was holek v'chazek, kol hashofar was holek v'chazek, kept getting stronger. We wanted to see how that fits in. So ad kan tamtzis shiurenu hakodem b'siyata d'shmaya b'schus moron zetzal haraf hutner, from whom we are learning, and of course b'schus Shmuel Tzvi, then Reb David Akiva Rausch, who bought me my copy of Pachad Yitzchak, and in his chus, I have it in my home, instead of having to schnorr it off a yeshiva, or a library, or a friend. So, I thank him. Let us continue. Now we get to the Kol HaShofar of Har Sinai. In between the shofar of the Isle of Yitzchak, which we discussed, is the Hachayas HaRoshim, the resuscitating of the Roshim of the Machshava and Yitzchak. That's what the Isle of Yitzchak represents. That ram, the shofar of the ram's horn, and the shofar of the Mashiach. In between those two shofars, we have the shofar of Mamad Har Sinai. And there the Ramban says that this Kol HaShofar is different than the Dibros. The Dibros were the same. And the Kol HaShofar, the Dibros, was called God of Lo Yosef. It was Beshivian. It was equal. But the Dibro, but the Kol HaShofar got stronger. What does that mean? So based on what we said, now we understand the Kol HaShofar. What it means is as follows. We know there are two parts to Torah. Torah is composed that we have of two parts. There's the Roshim of Torah, and then there is the Guf HaTorah. We have the Guf HaTorah that we know, and the Roshim HaTorah of all the generations. And Mamad Har Sinai, we are Makabel the Torah, and it's two bechinos. We are Makabel the Guf HaTorah, which is we're promised we're never going to forget the Torah, L'Netzach, Lo Sishakach Mipi Zaro. And then we also have the Bechina of being Mechaya, the region, the Roshim of Torah, being Mechaya, this impression of Torah after it was forgotten. And these two Bechinos are the two Kolos of Mamad Har Sinai. The Kolos Eres HaDibros was Beshivian. And that's the Torah that we have that never changes. That's the Guf HaTorah. And that's Mufkam and Hashichacha, that we can't forget, that's eternal. However, there's the Kol HaShofar of Mamad Har Sinai, which is different. That is the koach of being mechaya, the rishum of Torah, and returning the Torah, restoring the Torah, after it was forgotten. And since the rishimus of Torah that are forgotten and are stored away are added from generation to generation, there's more and more Torah in every generation, and every generation, the future generations, are forgetting that Torah, so there's more and more Torah forgotten as well. So, therefore, we need more tokef, more omitz, more chizuk, for this kol that's going to be machzir the Torah, that's going to restore the Torah. Since there's more and more and more Torah, we need a stronger and stronger kol to restore all the lost Torah. And because of that, the kol of Matan Torah is holech v'chazek. It gets stronger and stronger because it has to restore to us all the lost Torah. Pilei pilei plos tayir yidin. And from the kol shofar of Mamad Har Sinai, we come to the kol shofar in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar twice in order to be ma'arviv the sofer. And our rabbis have explained that the Satan gets confused. He says, hey, maybe when he's blowing it twice, the second blowing is the Shofar of Mashiach. And we don't understand still what the Irbov of the Satan has to do with the Tzumah Sheyom of Rosh Hashanah. Why Dafka, as a footnote is wont to ask, why Dafka here? Why Dafka in Rosh Hashanah do we confuse the Satan with the Kol HaShofar? But Heim Heim Advarim, that's exactly what we've been saying. Because Zeh Yom Tchilas Maaseh Hazikaron Yom Rishon. This is the day of the creation of Naaseh Adam. This is the day, Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of man. And this man was so great, he was mamish, with the stole of his foot, he was much more shiny, he cast a shadow on the sun, Chazal tell us. It was so, Adam was so holy and so pure. Afterwards, after the creation of Adam, and he sinned, and he had a mute coma, he became dust again. There was a mute Komaso of Adam HaRishon. There was a diminution, a making smaller of Adam HaRishon after the sin. But before the sin, he was holier than holy, lighter than light, greater than great. But that parts of Adam, la'achar miyut komaso, that the face of man after his greatness was diminished, is like a zaken sheshachach talmuda. And just like that relationship we have to Luchos Rishonos, before the Luchos, and after the Shviras HaLuchos, that's the same relationship we have to man before the sin and after the sin. In other words, just like when we lost the Torah after Shviras HaLuchos, we still have the Roshim of Torah, so to man, even after Miyut Komoso, even after the diminution of man's greatness, even after the fall of man, he still has the Chiyus of his original, he still has the Roshim of his original Chiyus. And right when let me just return. I don't know if I explained well enough. When the shofar wakes a person up from his sleep, sleeping is roshem hachiyus, and then being woken up is guf hachiyus. That's what the shofar. That's why how the shofar wakes up man. Anyway, that was just a rewind. Now we get back to where we are. So the madrega of Adam after his yirid, after his fall, is b'toras roshem, and on this day ze hayom tchilas maasecha, that the man went from being on the highest madrega to just having the roshem of the madrega, comes the Isle of Yitzchak, and it's ma'or the kochos hanodamim. It arouses the sleeping kochos, and the rishmei hachiyus, the impressions of life, turn into the etzem hachiyus. It turns into life itself. We had roshem, we had the roshem, we had the impression of chiyus, of true man, of the great man, of the primordial man, of the highest and the holiest. We lost it. And on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar to restore it, because that's what the shofar does. The shofar restores what's lost. And then each year, when we blow the shofar and we restore a little bit of the koma of Adam, we restore a little bit of the greatness of man through the blowing of shofar, eventually, after all of these ha'arots, all of these lights that are combined throughout all the generations, they all combine into one great light, then the shofar is going to be elevated to the highest level. And from this shofar stam is going to be created a shofar gadol. U'b'shofar gadol yitaka. At the end of days, we're going to blow a shofar gadol. So, what's the shofar gadol? The shofar gadol is not a metzias farzich for itself. It's rather a shofar of Rosh Hashanah that was misgadol. You had the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, regular shofar, but it got bigger and bigger and bigger because of all the horrors, all the lights of all the generations of restoring man's lost glory. And this is because this is the day, Rosh Hashanah, that the chiyus of Adam HaRishon turned into a roshim of chiyus. And now the shofar, we know, restores what's lost. So therefore we blow in order to get man back to where he was. And because of this, dafka in Rosh Hashanah, the sultan is confused by the shofar. Because Rosh Hashanah is when the sultan sees the shofar begidula. Rosh Hashanah is the day when man's glory is lost. And Rosh Hashanah is the day where the shofar restores his glory. So when the sultan sees all this blowing, he says, Oyvei Yizmir, look at what happened. Man is coming back to his greatness. And then he says, then my job is over. So he sees the shofar getting greater and greater, until bigger and bigger, and then his job is over. He's going to be unemployed. That's it. Sutton's going to go back to going to retire to Miami Beach. So that's why Dafka on Rosh Hashanah, the day of the creation of man, when every year we're machzir the original chiyus of man, the original greatness of man, and the shofar sees it getting bigger and bigger and bigger, he gets very nervous. He says, maybe this is it. Maybe man is becoming who he once was. And then my job is over. He sees the shofar gadol. He sees the shofar of Rosh Hashanah that was misgadol. And the same applies to the exit, to the release of Yosef from jail on Rosh Hashanah. That's nismach l'tkiya shofar de Rosh Hashanah. As we saw, the tikkul b'chodesh shofar is talked about in Tehillim near, juxtaposed to Eidus b'hasef samo b'tzeis ha'leret suswayim s'fas lo'idat yeshma, that he went out to Egypt, dafka on the day of tikkul b'chodesh shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Maharsha says that the shofar is a siman of cheiros and geula. The heinei manzvarim, that's exactly what we've been saying. Even within Avdus, even when Yosef was in Eved, he still has that chiyus of the cheiros that he lost. He had cheiros, but even when he's in jail, he still has that chiyus. And shofar is supposed to be mechaya, the rishmei hacheiros. And it's machzir leguf hacheiros. We have this impression of cheiros, we have a trace of cheiros, and the shofar brings it back to life to make it guf hacheiros. But that's all only been ogea to the etzem hayitzia through. That's what the Kiyah Shofar does. The Kiyah Shofar brings him back to the Guf HaCheirus. But it's mefurish, and that's also mestama why the Avodim are released on Rosh Hashanah, when we blow the shofar on Yovel. And that's a simon that the Avodim go back, because be'etzem, every person is a free man. Every person is created with Tzelem Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nobody being sholeit over him. He has no ruling, no human being ruling over him. So to man, so in the middle, we blow the shofar, so we're restoring man's and Yovel, we're restoring the Avodim back to their original glory of being free. And mistama, it's the same thing with the land. That even after I sell land to somebody, it still has the shorish of my chiyus. Like we see by Avram Avinu, that it says, Vayakam stay Ephraim tkuma haitzalo, that when the land goes into Avram Avinu's hand, the land has a tkuma, the land has an aliyah, has an, it's elevated. Because a person, as the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, a person's mahus is mispashet, a person's essence extends to his possessions. So when I have a possession, my being, my essence, is now chal, takes effect on my possessions. And afterwards, when I don't have my possessions anymore, so l'chora, there's still my trace of chiyus. So memela, when we blow the shofar, the land goes back to the original owner, because it's restored, because my chiyus is still in this land. And then when I sold it, so it's not, the gufa land isn't mine anymore, but my chiyus is on the land. And memela, when we blow the shofar, the land comes back to me. So that could be, that could fit in with what the Pachad Yitzchak here is saying. Al Kopanim, now we have Yosef, we have him leaving jail, we have the Roshim of Chiyus being restored. But we said that this Yitzia has Edus be Hosef. This Edus, this testimony of Yosef, is through him knowing the 70 languages. What does the 70 languages have to do with the Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? So in order to understand the 70 languages, we have to go to the Pachad Yitzchak, on Pesach, the Pachad Yitzchak, in Shar Chodesh Aviv, Maimer Ayin Tes Oiz Gimel. There he talks about the Mishnah, the Maimer of the Mishnah of Metzia, Aval Omru Chachamim, a person who doesn't stand by his word, even though it was only word, there was no kinyan done, and therefore it's not legally binding. However, he shouldn't go back on his word, because Mishapar Miyanche Dor HaMabul, Miyanche Dor HaFlag, Vasili Par Mishano Omed B'Dibura. The same God who exacted punishment from the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga is also an exact punishment from a person who doesn't stand by his word. So, even though Mitzad Hadin, he can regret what he did. However, the Klala of the Chachamim is included in his Charata. And this Klala brings upon a person the onus of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlog. So what's this? Why dafka did we choose the onus of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog? Do we lack the Mapala of Rishon? Do we not see in history the downfall of Rishon? Why dafka the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog? So we see that the onus of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlog has a yichud ofi. It has a special, unique character. And this unique character takes out these two onshin from all the other onshin of the Rishayim, all other downfalls of the Rishayim. And I'm just noting, as I note in almost every shir, I like to see a pattern in the in Svarim, and to see how a person thinks, and to find a unifying factor in all the Ma'amarim. You see that in every Maimar, even though here he's talking about inyanim of philosophy and Kabbalah and Avoda, nevertheless, there's always this brisker lumdis, this underlying brisker lumdis of two dinim. So we had it here. We had the two types of kolos at Har Sinai. We had the kolah shofar and the kolah dibros, and each one represents something else. We have in right the kolah shofar represents what it gets greater and greater because it restores what's lost, whereas the kolah dibros is the same because the Torah always remains the same in what we have. And then we had the two types of Torah within Torah. We have the Gufa Torah, the Metzius of Torah, the real clear Torah, and then we have the Roshan of Torah. There's two dinim in Torah, and then the job of the shofar is to restore the lost Roshan. And now we're going to have two types of punishments throughout the generations. We have the punishment of the regular Mapala Roshan, and then the Mishnah singles out Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga, because Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga have a Yichud Ofi. They have a unique character that separates these punishments from all other punishments throughout the generations. The first punishment in history given to man was Adam HaRishon. In the Lashon of the Chachamim, this is called Miut Tzuras HaAdam. That's what the onus of Adam HaRishon is. Miut Tzuras HaAdam. It's man who was great was made small. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his hand on Adam HaRishon, and he was Mimayet Adam HaRishon. Hiniach Alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kapo Umiyata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon him his hand, and he made Adam HaRishon smaller. That's Miut Suras HaAdam. This making small of man has two continuations, two continuums, if that's the word. First is the Dor HaMavul, and then there's the Dor HaFlaga. Because it says explicitly in the Torah that after the Dor HaMavul, man wasn't the same as he was before. Lo sifod lekalas adam abavur adam, not going to curse the land because of man. Ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min ha'urav, because the heart of man is evil from his youth. Lo yadun ruchi ba'adam b'shagam hu basar. My spirit will not judge man because he's only flesh. So you see that after the Dor HaMavul, man became a lot smaller. Yetzer leiv adam ra min ha'urav b'shagam hu basar. Man has become much lower after the Dor HaMavul. That's Miyut Tzuras HaAdam. And then, that's a hemshech of the Miyut Tzuras HaAdam, of Adam HaRishon. And then we have the same idea, the same notion by Dor HaFlaga. It's pashut that the transition from being a Sofa Achas Udvarim Achadim to a Matzav of Bilbul Lishonos is Hashpalas Erech HaAdam. Man was so great, and then we went from being having one language, and now we have Bilbul Lashono, so that's lowering the value of man. Because who is man? Man is his Koach HaDibur. V'yadam nefesh chayil, Onkelos says, l'ruach memalul. So man is his talking spirit. And if so, the Bilbul Lashono, through which man cannot understand what his friend is saying, is a very, very chamor pigia. It's a very serious breach of the unity of man that's created through his Koach HaDibur. Man is a speaker. If man cannot communicate, then he is less of a man. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't communicate well because he wasn't a great man either. Moshe Rabbeinu was half a malach. As the Maharal says, that he couldn't connect, speech is connecting the spiritual and the physical, mafli lasos. The spiritual, and Hashem wants to say, and the physical, using my throat and my voice box and my larynx and all of the different things that I use in my tongue and my mouth to express the words, it's a combination of the physical and the spiritual. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so spiritual, he wasn't able to make that connection, and that's the root of his kaviyachol, his speech defect. So, but man, and then in the end it was healed, Torah is healed, Marpei Hashem Lashon Eitz Chaim, Torah heals, and therefore Elad Dvar, in the end Moshe was able to speak, Moshe was able to connect, because the Sod of Torah is to connect to the spiritual and the physical worlds. So Memela, by being connected to Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu could speak Eilah HaDvarim and give that whole beautiful shir before the end of his life. So Torah connects the physical and the spiritual. In any event, if men are not able to connect with each other, that's a miut in Tzuras HaAdam, because he doesn't have the same Koach HaDibur. And therefore, when man, after the Dor HaFlag, when man lost his ability to communicate with men lost their ability to communicate with each other, man is not the same man. So we have the miut Tzuras HaAdam of Dor HaMavul, and we have the Miyut Tzuras HaAdam of Dor HaFlaga. And that's a hemshech of the Miyut Tzuras HaAdam of Adam HaRishon. Dor HaMavul's Miyut Tzuras HaAdam, Yetzel Adam Ram Nurav, Lo Adim Ruchi of Adam Shekam Ubasar. Man is flesh, man is evil from his youth, man is not so high anymore, and the Bilbul Lashonos, man is a speaker, man can't speak well anymore. So that is what happened in the Dor HaMavul and Dor HaFlaga, which is a continuation of Adam HaRishon. And after that, we're not going to have, when Rishayim are punished, there is not going to be a Miyut Tzuras HaAdam anymore. Rather, there's going to be a Miyut Chiyus and Yisurim. The man's not going to have the same life. The man's going to be suffering, but they're not going to have Miyut Tzuras HaAdam. So, I don't know if Rafutnu doesn't explain it here, but it could very well be. Maybe he explains it on Pesach, I don't know. But we could add that who gets this punishment of Dor HaMavul, Dor HaFlaga, of Miyut Tzuras HaAdam? Misha Ono Omid B'Dibura, which is Gur Gvaldik, because Misha Ono Omid B'Dibura is itself, he was Mimayat his own Tzura, but not being Omid B'Dibura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mida Kenegad Mida. You are Mimayat, you're Tzura, you're not the great man, you're not the Nefesh Chaya that you were supposed to be, you're not the proper Ruach Mimayla, speaking spirit. So therefore, since you're not doing your job, Mimayla, you know, you baked your cake, you gotta eat it. So therefore, you're going to have, you, the person who spoke, who doesn't stand by his word, who is pogam in the dibur of Adam, is going to have a miut Tzuras HaAdam. He's going to get the punishment of the Dor HaMavul and Dor HaHaflaga. So that can fit in very well. Shlistich, I think the Rebbe used to say when he says it. It fits in, it ties in very well with the Mahalach of the Pachad Yitzchak. So, since the Onesh of the Dor HaFlag is Miyatsuris Adam, the Bittul of the Onesh of Dor HaFlag on Dor HaMabul is the Bittul Miyatsuris Adam, that man is going to be restored to his former glory. And it's Pashut that a person who knows 70 languages, that's a Bittul of the Onesh of the Dor HaFlag. And Dor HaFlag, we lost our ability to speak, Miyatsuris Adam. But now that a person knows 70 languages, now he can properly communicate with everybody. He's encompassed all the languages. So now man can have unity again. It's interesting that the language is unity, and that's the true Tzuras Adam. True Tzuras Adam is when we're all combined into one, when we have unity. And therefore, when our languages are mixed up, we lose our unity. When our languages are restored, when man can speak 70 languages, then everybody can communicate with each other. That's the Hachzoras, that's the restoration of the Tzuras Adam. And that's the Eidos B'Yosef, that's the testimony about Yosef that Samach T'Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Givaldik. Because what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Mechaya, the Roshim of Shleimus Tzuras Adam, that remained in man after the sin. In other words, the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Bittul Miyatsuras Adam. And therefore, it's connected to the Eidos B'Yosef, the testimony of Yosef, of him recognizing, before he went out to be king over Egypt, recognizing the 70 languages. Because that recognizing the 70 languages is a restoration of the Tzuras HaAdam. It's just like the shofar, Tikva B'Chol, the shofar is restoring Tzuras HaAdam, it brings us back to man, before the sin. And we still have that chiyus, and that's the shofar gadol at the end of days, that all of the ha'aras of restoring man to his former glory are going to come together, and man is indeed going to be restored to his former glory. So too Yosef, when he left jail, when he had his chayrus, shofar his chayrus, he was restored to his previous tzura, of being able to speak 70 languages, meaning that he got his original koach hadibur back. Man is returning to his former glory. He is becoming the true ruach memalua. He is able to communicate, and that's why it's dafka Yosef coming out of jail, shofar, cheres, restoring freedom, but also the shivim lashonos. Restoring freedom. Freedom is true man as a free man. But Tzuras HaAdam is that man is able to communicate. And that was lost in the Dor HaFlaga. And that is restored to Yosef HaTzadik because now he's able to communicate with everybody because he knows all 70 languages. And on this, the Pasuk says, Tikul b'chodesh shofar, b'kese liyom chagenu, etc., etc. Eidus b'Yosef samo. A testimony was placed on Yosef. Testimony that man's former glory is being restored because b'tzeiso al eretz mitzrayim, because when he went out into Egypt, sfas lo yadati, a language that I didn't know, eshma, I heard, Yosef learned all the sushev v'shivim lashonos to restore man to his former glory, and we should be zocher mitzashem b'karav mamish to hear the shofar gadol, and we should feel on Rosh Hashanah when we hear that kol ha-shofar that we have it within us, that we have the kochos, and we have the kedusha, and we have the goodness, and we have the purity, and the job of the shofar is to bring us back to that point and to wake us up and to arouse the sleeping chiyus within us, and in that schus we should be zoch b'karv mamish. V'haya b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol ubo ovdim me'eretz ashur v'nidachim b'eretz me'eretz mitzrayim v'ishtachavu la'ashem b'har ha'kodesh b'yushalayim. Amen v'yamein. Shalom shalom. And thank you, sweetest friends, so much for joining me in this tour de force of Torah that we learn from the Sefer of Maran HaGoyin HaTzadik, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Nishmaso B'Gan Eden Menuchaso. We should all be zocha to have his kashrus HaNeshamas with him. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.